with Joe Kelly on News 96.5 WDBO.
Good morning. It's 7:37 on Orlando's Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Dori Scheimer joining us from the News 96.5 WDBO Washington, D.C. Bureau. And Dori, tell us about this, the sexual harassment policies and a House hearing today.
Yes. So the House is holding a hearing looking at themselves and their own sexual harassment policies on Capitol Hill. Now, I did this story a couple weeks ago, and I interviewed Congresswoman Jackie Speier right before she went public with her own experience of sexual harassment when she was a staffer on the Hill, saying that the chief of staff at the time in her office, quote, stuck his tongue down her throat, grabbed her face after a meeting. Now, 1,500 former Capitol Hill aides have now signed an open letter to House and Senate leaders demanding that Congress put in place mandatory harassment training, revamp the Office of Compliance. Now, that's the office that handles sexual assault complaints, and I want to walk you through this real quickly. When somebody wants to report sexual harassment on Capitol Hill, they got to go to the Office of Compliance. Then they have to go through 30 days of counseling, then 30 days of mediation, and then after that 30 days of mediation, a 30-day cooling off period before they're even able to formally report the harassment. So quite an outdated system that is now being spotlighted in light of all of the sexual harassment allegations coming out across the country, of just a really outdated system that does not protect victims of harassment.
Yeah, only the Congress could come up with something so complicated.
Right. And I mean, you think if something happens to you in your office, you know, from your boss or from your chief of staff, whoever it may be, that's 3 months before you can even file a formal complaint. Wow. Where you're still working in that office and in that environment. So not a good system. And finally, it's being taken seriously on Capitol Hill this week.
All right. Good information to know. Thank you. Dori Scheimer joining us live. The update from the News 96.5 WDBO Washington, D.C. Bureau. 7:40 now on Orlando's Morning News.
Joe, we're off to a cool and breezy start early today. Temperature's not colder, though. We had a front last night, but it didn't have a whole lot of oomph behind it. We have a stronger front that'll be here by